date in place. Hang on here.
Hi there, and thank you for holding, Edwin. My name is Paul. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good, good. Good, Paul. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. Now, are you servicing all of Long Island, or are there specific...
Yes.
You are, okay. And you're taking on commercial work, too, or strictly residential customers?
I do more residential, but
okay.
In case that some commercial comes up, I'll do it, too.
If it fits into your scope, if it's a good fit for you, I like that because it gives you more opportunities to take on quality jobs.
Right.
Now, the best part about our service is the calls come to you. So you're not like getting a lead, a phone number that gets sent to you and your competitors. You'll simply get more calls directly to you. And of course, it is
okay. Going
to be from someone in your service area and someone calling really because they want to hire you. And I know that you offer a lot of different services. Tara says you do window repair and then, of course, the shower doors and things like that. So
yes.
We would love to be able to build a website for you. I know you don't have a website right now. A website gives people who see you on the first page the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. I mean, our job is to put you on that first page of Google and Bing, but more importantly, it's to make sure you're getting phone calls, make sure you're getting jobs. And a website means not just more phone calls in general, it means a higher quality call. It means someone who called you after seeing your website, they saw something that they liked. By the time they start dialing your number, they're hoping you're available and that your price is fair. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And of course, the calls come directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be a flat rate. You do not yet have a Google business profile. So we'll make sure that you have a verified Google listing, a business profile on Google. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people search on Bing instead of Google. That's a lot of people, and we want you to get those phone calls as well. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page. There would even be Facebook paid ads, so there's a social media campaign. Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Now, what I can do here, I mean, of course, it's my job as a pricing director to get you the details, but more importantly, since we are actively filling this listing today, it's my job to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. It is a month-to-month service. Tara says you've been in business for more than 5 years. She's got 6 or 7 years, so you do certainly qualify as an established business. Now, Edwin, our established business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We prefer to work with businesses that are established because we know that you know what you're doing. We know that you can do quality work, still handle more business, get good reviews. So for established businesses like yours, I'm able to reduce the cost of the service. In fact, in this case, I would be willing to reduce the cost of the service by 50%. It's going to save you $300 every month. Yeah, I mean, it's a big savings. We look long-term. I have to be honest with you. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, but our clients keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. It's my job, especially at the very end of the day, to make this affordable enough so we can close out this particular listing. Normally, this package with the social media is $599. Like I said, I'm going to cut that in half down to $299. So it's going to save you a little over 50%, save you $300 each and every single month. Now, this package comes with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. I know you'll get more phone calls if we do a custom website for you. Let me ask you, if I can get my supervisor to maybe allow me to include not a landing page, not a one-page website, but a custom website, something that would showcase all of the different services that you have, multiple pages, multiple tabs, more room for pictures. If I can get my supervisor to allow me to include that website at no additional cost, would that be something you would want for your business today?
If it will be that rate, I will try it because I know, you know, I know Google is a big thing. It's a huge thing, you know.
Of course,
and,
it really is.
You know, I would love to start because, you know, I'm a small business and mm-hmm. and I would love to start with that. And I know, you know, the business are gonna come definitely because as you can see my rating, you know,
right.
I do an excellent work. So people, you know,
that.
Sometimes it's hard. It's really hard to get into people, but once you get in, they definitely like
right.
give me a review and say, I'm going to recommend and give you a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who already work for them, they give me an extra person, you know? So
yeah.
that's, you know, that's good for me.
Right.
So that's, you
Absolutely.
Know, even with Google, it will help me a lot. But if you said that it's going to be, that price, like with that custom page, I will try it. You know, first couple of months, and I see, you know, how it works with that. If I see that is, you know, is working right, I will keep it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. No, of course. And that's more than fair. I mean, it is month to month for a very good reason. We earn your business 1 month at a time. We keep your phone ringing. I mean, you're absolutely right. Google is where people go when they don't know who to call. And for most of us,
yes.
we don't always know who to call for the services that we need. Maybe for some
yes.
of the things, but not for everything. We might call our friends. We might call our dad. And if nobody knows
right.
a good recommendation, we turn to Google.
Yes.
And 9 times out of
yes.
10, we call and hire someone off of what we see on the first page. We might look at a website. We might look at a couple. But we're going
right.
to decide who to call. And as long as they answer the phone, as long as they're available, as long as their price is fair, we hire that guy. So this is going to get your phone ringing. It's going to get you the jobs that you're looking for. Now, Tara attached an Angie profile. So it's got the same phone number. I know that's a different service, and it looks like you've got really just one picture on there. Do you have additional photos of some of the work that you've been doing,
yes.
like before and after photos?
Yes. What happens is I have an Instagram profile.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
on Instagram profile, I have more, but not much on Angie.
Angie,
I just added one picture, but
right.
You know, once people contact me, I give them my Instagram
more.
And they can look at it. But
they can see it. Okay.
Yeah, but what you said is true. Like if you will give me that price included with the custom
website,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I would love to see how will show and the other thing is like when one of the jobs I did, the guy told me, I said, how do you find me? He said, you know, once I contacted him from Angie, he went online and looked for myself and he's like, oh wow, I see your profile. So he went
uh-huh.
to my
your
Instagram profile.
Right,
my
right.
job. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I am still waiting to hear back from my supervisor if we'll be able to include that upgrade instead of the landing page, the website. I've been with the company, though, for over 12 years. I started April 17th of 2013. So usually
oh, wow.
when I make a request like this, I can get it approved. I'm just waiting to hear back. Things get a little bit busy at the end of the day, but I'm pretty sure I could get that website approved for you because, I mean, as a pricing director, I know it's going to make a big difference. You know, when you've got that custom website.
Right.
And the other thing that we can do with a custom website, we can link your Instagram profile right to your website. So it would have the clickable link,
right.
the Instagram logo. People can go right from your website to your Instagram page. And of course we can use photos from your Instagram page too. Any
okay.
existing photos and any photos of future jobs. So when we include the website, it's not just the initial construction of the website that gets included. The hosting, the maintenance, even the updating of the website is included as well. So as we send you jobs, continue to take photos, especially a job you're proud of. We can always
oh.
add photos to your website down the road.
Oh, okay, great.
Cost for that, yeah. And the good thing about it, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website to be completed and up and running. My experience, it's usually around 10 days. You know, as long as you can get us photos, we get your website up pretty quickly. And then once it's up, it stays up. Even if we're making changes to it, even if we're adding photos to it, your website would never come down. Now, if you're one of those business owners who wants to be very hands-on with their website, you can actually make changes to your website on your own. You'll have a website editor tool as part of your client dashboard. So your client dashboard is your tracking, it's your reporting, it's so much more. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. A lot of businesses are investing in advertising at this point of the year because it is a tax write-off. You'll actually have reviews throughout the internet because we're creating additional content. Like I said, all the directories that Google wants to see, wherever the reviews originate, they will repopulate right on your tracking system. So you'll be able to see, you know, where those reviews are coming from. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. Oh, 1 second. I just got a response from my supervisor. It says, Paul, for this established business who appears to be using Angie, I would be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade from the landing page to that custom website. So we would actually be able to include that custom website for you at no additional cost. That by itself is $399 value. So we're going to include that custom website for you, and I know you're going to love the service. Now, speaking of Angie, it has you listed at 24 East Lakeland Street. That, though, is not like a brick-and-mortar location that customers come to, right? It's not a showroom. No one ever comes to you.
No.
Okay, so your business is service-based. You only go to the customer. Now, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the truck, you know, run out of the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also wouldn't want to put that physical address where someone could see it. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your door and knocking on it any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even the 11706 zip code. Mm. Like I said, we can easily target Nassau and Suffolk counties, Long Island for you. Now, Tara has your first name as Edwin, E-W-I-N. She does not have your last name, though.
Oh, Aguido, A-G-R-E-D-O.
You said E-D like David, or?
Yes, D like David.
Okay, so A-G-R-E-D-O. And then most of the time, Mr. Agredo, you get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, the website that we'll build will have a contact form as well. So both residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine, too. We just don't show it on the website. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, Edwin, for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records, we will, from time to time, email things out to you. Mr. Agredo, what is a good email address, then, either for you or for the business itself?
ESEAshowerdoor@gmail.com.
A shower doors with the S at the end of it, right?
No, I just left it without the S.
I thought that's what I heard. The business name itself, though, has the S, just not the email.
The S, yes, correct.
Okay. Gotcha. So not in the email, but it is in the business name. So we'll promote the business name as EA Shower Doors on the email, which is, of course, close enough to the business name. We'll still be able to put that on your website, EAshowerdoor, without the S, at gmail.com. And then, of course, like I said, you're just going to get calls directly to you unless someone fills out the contact form. You get an email as well as a text. We use phone, text, and email to contact you. Did you have any particular preference, one over the other, any of those, all of those?
I would love to, all of those, like, especially,
all of those?
You know, cause some, it's weird because some people, they like to just text and some people, mm-hmm. they like to talk. So, you know, it's
right. Weird. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's usually what we do. I mean, for for something short and quick, we might just send you a text. You know, here's an update. If we need to talk to you, we'll probably call you. And if we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text. Like I said, emails are usually just for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. But we'll put down any of those, and there will be a little bit of overlap. Like I said, if we don't reach you by phone, we'll leave a message and send a text out to you. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what we call a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, all of the different services that you want to provide, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan. I know you've got that logo. We're going to use that logo on the website. Like I said, we can also attach a link to your Instagram. I didn't see a Facebook page. Is there not yet a Facebook page?
No, I don't have a Facebook page just yet.
That's okay. We'll do a business Facebook page for you. And then, you know, I've mentioned a couple of times the Angie or Home Advisor. Is that a service that you want to keep? Would you want us to link that to your website too?
Yes, I would love to, because those are my reviews, so people
exactly.
can see that through.
I love that. And you're absolutely right. You mentioned those reviews. That's actually one of the things that we look for. It's a prerequisite. It's a criteria. You cannot have any bad reviews. Otherwise, we don't even call you in the first place. But I really do see... Right. You know, people are saying really good things about you. Even if it's short and quick or if it's a little bit longer, people are saying really good things about you.
Yeah, that's a good thing, yep.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's the best thing. And like you said, the hardest part is getting someone on the phone. But once you've got them on the phone, once you're talking to them, they're going to want to use your services. And then once they use your services, they're going to love the job when it's done. They're going to recommend you to their friends. They're going to... You know, call you for another project down the road. So I know you're going to be really successful with that. So I'm looking at the calendar for the follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It's kind of just basic off the top of your head knowledge questions for your business. I did want to do one other thing here, which is to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with EA Shower Doors, even if it's you, Edwin, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And more importantly, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a customer, if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course, that wouldn't be us at all, and you should not speak with them. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Yankee.
Yankee. Y-A-N-K-E-E. Yes. Okay, perfect. You a baseball fan?
I am not too much a baseball fan, but, you know, that was the name, of my dog when I was a little guy. So,
dog, huh?
That's how I call him. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So that's how I always remember him.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's awesome. Our pets make a big impact on us for sure. I mean, I grew up with dogs.
Yes.
I mean, we had dogs before I was born. We had dogs all throughout my childhood, and I remember each of them. So this is exactly $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
You said $299, right?
$299, correct. So it's going to be $300 off the normal cost of the service itself, and I'm actually also waiving the initial setup fee. So it's just the $299 as an out-the-door cost.
Okay. I will give you my credit card.
Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
Yes, it's my whole name, but it's my business card also.
Okay. If it's a MasterCard, it would start with a 5, Visas start with a 4.
Yeah, it's a Visa.
A Visa, okay.
4.
And the billing address of that card, is that the home address, the 24 East Lakeland Street?
Yes.
And that's in Bayshore, 11706. If you want, I am ready for that number whenever you are.
424-6-3153-4881-8094.
Mm-hmm. And the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
One other thing. My card appears with my full name, so it's Edwin Aguirre, and the other last name is Urbano. U-R-B-A-N-O.
Urbano. So Edwin Agredo Urbano is on that card. You said it was a Visa. Okay. I have the card number 42-46-31-53-48-81-80-94.
No, 0894.
Oh, not 8094. Just kind of transpose that. So it's not 8094,
oh,
okay. 0894, the last 4.
Yes, 0894, correct.
4246-3153-4881-0894.
Correct.
And then the expiration of 11 or November of 2027.
27, correct.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
032.
032, 032. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
Because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, of course, reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we are actually, in fact, including that custom website upgrade at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification, Edwin, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Agredo, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
EA Shower Doors.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that, with the S on it, but not in the email. EA Shower Doors. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Edwin Agredo, President.
And as the president of EA Shower Doors, Edwin, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are also an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Edwin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It's our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, with all the content we'll be creating for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Edwin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with it being month-to-month, and with the upgrade of the website included at no cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And of course, that non-refundable $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, there's no lead fees, of course. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, Edwin will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is being included here at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew at that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Now, you can also pause it. Let's say you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. In fact, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that we would contact our client support team and contact us at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Mr. Agrito, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend.
Answered my next question because I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Sometimes,
because what happened was the other day I was finished setting up my van because I got a new van and and I got the call from Angie, and then, you know, this guy, I started talking, and then I said, what happens, you know, I know I'm going to get phone calls and I know, you know, I can handle it. But at one point, you know, when I get busy, because I also have contractors, that I get a lot of work from contractors.
Oh, that's good.
But right now, it's been a little slow. I know, like, as soon as pick up, you know, I said, what if, you know, I want to stop this? He said, oh, no, this is 1 year contract. So I gave, I gave him, you know, the first thing I did it, it was because, you know, in the internet is the main thing. So now, you know, you see, you got me through the internet because you can see my reviews. So that's what I basically want. So now people knows me through Angie with those, reviews. So it's okay because I always have work. It's just that what if, you know, when I said, okay, stop, I can't handle it anymore, you know, I can't do it like a stop. Because you only have two hands. You don't have you can't pause it. But you know, that's what I'm gonna talk to the guy, you know, in the future, not right now, because I've been getting a lot of work from them. You know, I've been getting jobs
and I've been doing it, so people, et cetera.
And you know, and not all reviews, because every time I tell the customer, could you please give me a review, and they don't give me. But at least I have, you know, a five so far.
You do.
So you know, so now, that's what I, that's what you answer. Like, for example, like, you know, like next, this is just an example, right? Like, 3 months ahead, I have, you know, out of control. And I said, you guys have a number that I can call and say, hey, listen, can you just pause it for this month? I'm, you know, I mean, like going crazy. I'm just, you know, I would love to have it, but it's just, you know, I can't handle all these phone calls. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So yeah, absolutely.
So I would like to have that number.
Of course.
Know.
Yeah, let me give you that number right now. This is our number for client support, and you're going to get it by way of text or by way of email in a minute or so anyway. But the number is 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. So again, that's 877-635-6225.
Correct.
It's option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll actually follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. So, you know, like I said, local splash, like your local newspaper splash, like a splash of water. So, like I said, our service is month-to-month. Yeah, .com. You'll get it by email, but it is support@localsplash.com. So, like I said, our service is offered on a month-to-month basis. You can stop at any time. You can pause it at any time for any reason, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. Again, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And again, that's because we're closed on the weekend. So you do, in fact, understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yes.
Of course. So like I said, you'll get that confirmation email, the welcome email, in the next minute or so. Now, that welcome email is going to be important not only because it has the contact information, the client support information that I just gave you. Most of our emails have that. Your welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not going to be active today. It's going to have to wait until after we do your client interview, but you'll get by text and email notification when that tracking system is live, and then of course you'll have 24/7 access to that tracking system. Now you'll also receive
Paul, what was the hours, like 9 a.m. from what you said?
It's 10 to 7. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
10 to 7. Okay, perfect.
Okay. You'll also get that by way of text by way of email as well. You'll also get an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email will have a link to the written terms and conditions. So that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that by way of text. And when you receive it, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about maybe 30, 40 minutes. Our last one for the day is already in progress right now, but we can do as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 6 o'clock. Looks like there's just about at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or maybe towards the very end of the day tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what, in the afternoon, because tomorrow I'm busy in the morning.
Okay.
So, you know, it could be like after,
there's
like 2 o'clock or this.
2 o'clock. Okay, I was going to say there's a 2, and then in the afternoon there's 4, 5, or 6, but we'll do 2 o'clock. So it's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. It is a 1 hour window for a call that basically takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning.
Oh, perfect.
Kind of introduce you to your
what is your full name again?
My name is Paul Gordon, like Flash Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay.
Yeah. I may be on a call, but I'll try to keep my line open. And if I'm not, our technician will call you either way. You do not necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. As long as you can carry on a conversation, you can be driving, hands-free, of course, or even working.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try to be home.
Good.
Because I'm going to be concentrated on every, you know, talking
and
everything.
That's perfect, yeah. And it'll be scheduled at 2.
I'm going to be home.
It should get to you maybe right at 2 or a couple of minutes after 2. So we are doing your client interview tomorrow, which is great. We usually do the client interviews the first, second, or third day. Doing it tomorrow really expedites the process of getting things going. So that means within 5 to 7 business days, your dashboard is going to be up and running because all of your directory submissions will be completed. Like I said, they usually want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Facebook page. It's usually about 10 days, okay? And your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. So that also within that first 7 to 14 days. Days 45 to 60.
So if the guy needs that. I'm sorry, if the guy needs pictures or, you know, my logo, he can, I mean, I can send it to him, like, to the email or everything?
Yes, yes, you can email them to us.
Okay.
The email that you already have, the support@localsplash.com, that email is perfect. The technician will also give you photos at localsplash.com.
Oh.
That's direct to the photos department.
Oh, okay.
You can use that.
You know what? What I'm going to try to do, because this is the thing, I'm very organized.
Okay.
So when I do my for example, right, when I do my drawings, this is what happened. I went to school and I did architectural drafting. So I do my drawings and I send them to that email to the company to fabricate my glass. So like to see a lot of like advertising and things on it. So what I'm gonna try to do later on, I'm gonna try to open an email with the EA shower doors with the S. So that you know, I'm gonna try to see if I
just
can do it.
Strictly
so
that
you can be updated with just that, and then it doesn't interfere with my other email. Because,
that's perfect.
You know, I like to see my orders.
Yes.
You know,
when
I order something, I know, you know, and it doesn't mix up with all my advertising things that I needed. You know, I'm gonna leave it just
for the webpage to see exactly how well the service is working. Let us know if you're able to do that. Of course, anything can be updated at any point in time. Now, of course, like I was saying, days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. If it's 60 days, 6 months, 60 months. I mean, you know, we've got clients that have been with us for many, many years. No matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updates, ongoing review, and, of course, customer support, we're really here to help you out.
Right.
Now, we also have a product that's called Google Verified. It used to be called Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads. It is a pay-per-lead service. Once we get you verified, once you have the Google Business Profile and you have that active listing, we can talk in greater detail about the Google Verified campaign. It's very different than Angie. The calls do come directly to you. You pay for leads that are actual phone calls, not phone numbers. Your leads would be $56. We can focus on the window repair, and it does still include shower doors and some other things, but window repair is the main, they call it vertical. It's the main category. So we can talk in greater detail about that a little bit down the road. I want to get this going for you. You need that verified Google Business Profile to do anything else. So it's good that we're getting started with this. I am going to follow up with you in a couple of weeks, though, and talk to you in greater detail about the Google Verified. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I got the text message that it said Locos Plus Terms of Experience. So I did click on the information. It's complete.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else do I go?
Once you click on the click here, you'll see three boxes. We want you to click all of them. One that you acknowledge that you're the authorized holder and the signer of the card. One that you, first one is that you agree to let us send SMS
and type your name.
Mm-hmm. Once you have all three of them, type your name. It has to be an exact match, so it's got both of your last names on there. And then hit confirm signature. So that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that in this case we're actually including the website for you. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in submitting that once it asks you to log into your account. Once you get to that step, just let me know. You don't have to actually try to access your tracking system just yet.
Okay. It says, please accept information complete checkbox. I clicked that one.
Did you click all three of the boxes? One that says you agreed to receive?
Yes. Hold on. Okay. That's three boxes. All right. Now I click it. All right.
Once you click
now confirm signature?
Correct, yeah, and it should update.
I put my last name, full last name. It does
need to be, as it appears, Edwin Agredo Urbano, and then once, it's usually case sensitive,
right?
At least for the first, how it appears on the card. It usually wants at least your first name to be capitalized, but if you want to just capitalize the EA and the U.
Okay, now. It took me to a welcome to Splash sign in with your credentials below.
So you don't have to do that. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, but like I said, you'll receive by text and email notification once your tracking system is active. At that point, you've got 24/7 access to it. The reports do update throughout the day. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to actually building that custom website. I'm really excited and really happy that my supervisor did allow me to include that upgrade, that custom website, not just the landing page, but the custom website. I'm so glad that we're including that for you, because especially for your work, for the services that you provide, having a detailed website that really showcases your work, and again, we can attach your Instagram page to your website. We can pull photos from it. We can add new photos down the line. That's really going to make a big difference here for you. I'm also sending you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do, but it says Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Are you bilingual English and Spanish?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So we do have a lot of technicians that are both English and Spanish speakers, bilingual. So I'm not sure exactly who's going to be assigned to this one. And you don't have any particular preference of English or Spanish, right?
No, I don't.
I'll let you know.
So what was the page that you told me? Low Cost Plus one, I'm sorry?
I just sent you a calendar invite to your email address, the one without the S. Well, just the S in shower, but not the S at the end of
right.
the door. So that's just
okay.
for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's okay if you do, though. It's just really for your records to remind you that the call itself is scheduled tomorrow at 2:00. At 1:00 tomorrow, you'll actually get a reminder email as well, reminding you that the call itself is scheduled.
Okay.
Okay. And again,
okay.
I hope I am in between phone calls tomorrow. I will let you know if your client interview technician is bilingual when we call you tomorrow. I'll try to keep my phone line open.
Okay.
If for some reason I'm already on another phone call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. You can even ask them.
What is their phone number that I can reach you? The best
mm-hmm.
to can reach you?
So it's going to be that 877-635-
okay.
6225. Client support is option one. My extension is the same phone number, extension 746.
746. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got it, Paul.
All right.
So let me ask you something. So,
sure.
You said it will, the webpage and everything will take, 7 to 10 business days, right?
Usually, yeah. I mean, it's only longer than that if we're waiting for photos from you. But it sounds like you're going to be pretty organized.
Oh, okay.
We can already pull photos off of your Instagram page. So it really should take about 7 to 10 business days, yeah.
Okay. And after that, or in the meantime, I'm going to get phone calls, or how does that work?
So once your website is active, your Facebook ads are going to be attached to that, and that's going to be out there anywhere in your service area. So even perhaps before you get your Google Business profile up and running, because that might take 5 to 10 business days, even before that, you'll have those Facebook ads running. So if someone does a search in your service area for your services, even if they don't see you immediately on that Google listing, because we're still getting you on that first page, you can still get phone calls, because the Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who we already know is in your service area looking for your services. Now, are you wanting to be found Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday is fine.
Monday through Saturday? Is that going to be like 8
yes.
to 7, 7 to, you know, 8, 8
to
5?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. So Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Now, are you taking anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that? Anything
yeah.
other than cash or check?
I'll take, yes, credit card, because what I do is I take, like Apple Pay through my business
Pay.
Account.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Or
okay.
I can also take Zelle. Mm-hmm.
And Zelle. Okay. So that's
mm-hmm.
perfect. And then
yes.
if, are you licensed and insured as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to get, you should have already gotten, I think, another email that's going to say, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way does help. So photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, take a picture of that, your license, your insurance, any of that. Obviously, there's no real physical workplace because, you know, you don't have a storefront, which is fine. Google is happy for that one if you just take a picture of your service vehicle parked in front of your home. That's usually fine for that one. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get that going for you. Hopefully, I'll be available at 2 o'clock or a few minutes after 2 when our technician is ready to call you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you
all
so
right.
much, Paul.
No problem, Edwin. Mr. Greta, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.